This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. We haven't talked about the news on Byram yet today. I want to make sure that I only ask this, because I'm not 100% sure I'm right. Wasn't it Adams himself last week who mentioned the offer sheet possibility for Byram as in that's money the Sabres are prepared to spend?
Yes.
If he is offer sheeted.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I think it's safe to say, would have known at the time of that comment that they would disqualify him from that possibility. Am I out of line here at all? Like, how could you say that if you knew
you were going to do, you were going to make a move that would prevent him from being eligible for the thing you were saying?
Like, he was, we'll match it.
Right.
I mean, it's almost aggressively sounding,
yeah,
we'll match it. But he would have known, probably, that it would never come to that unless they changed their mind on arbitration. But when you and I talked about this last week, we said he'll go to arbitration. We didn't have to be right.
I was surprised that he passed himself.
The team chose it.
The team chose it. That was the second window, and the Sabres acted on that. Whereas Connor Timmins, another player of theirs, defenseman, who's an RFA, himself chose arbitration. The end result is the same. You're ineligible for the offer sheet, and, you know, that's it. So whether the team or the player chooses it. I did spend some time sort of spinning this over in my head. Like, where's the motivation to do it? And I'm going to guess that they didn't like the idea of being stuck with a 7-year contract for Bowen Byram at some outrageous money that a team would offer sheet him, and would be reluctant to, you know, he said they would, so maybe they were stuck in that case, but wouldn't want to do that. I would have been surprised if the player would have gone out, frankly, and sought an offer sheet of that length to be married to the Sabres, if indeed, it, you know, he and his agent believed Kevin Adams when he said he was going to match. So what am I doing? I'm basically renting this asset that I already have on my team until the next trade window opens, which is this year's trade deadline. And if he chooses a 2-year result from the arbitration, which is up to Byram to choose now because of the way this went, then, you know, you'd have another trade deadline, another offseason, and another deadline if he chooses 2 years. And I don't know what he will do, but my sense is that they still think they can make a trade for this player and will live with him on their roster and pay him whatever the arbitrator decides until they can find that trade, if it's all the way until next February, then so be it.
And they could still trade him right now.
Right now, sure, yeah.
And if that happens, is this like all set that he still would go to arbitration with that team?
I think that that's the way that works, but they can still, the Sabres and he, and so any other team acquiring him with that arbitration hanging out there, I think could still reach a contract. He can still sign a new contract right now. Like if he and the Sabres agreed on some massive deal or they trade him to another team, they can still skip arbitration.
That's probably what would happen if he were traded.
Yeah, I would think.
There would be a contract with it.
Somebody would like him enough to want to take the full plunge. Yeah. So I think they're just protecting what? Against a long offer sheet. Okay, fine. I like that for them. I didn't want them to make a long commitment to Byram. I'm all right if he's here. I just think it's not optimal that they haven't moved a player. I think they wanted to move to improve their, you know, their group up top, the offense, the wingers. They still are, you know, we're into it now. Like we're through the original rush, you know, the best players left and all that. So yes, a trade can still happen. It hasn't yet. I don't know. I got here today, and the St. Louis Blues roster was still open on my browser. I'm like, I guess I can close that up.
Oh, how really? Like that's the work computer, and you were logged in already, and
yeah, I save the stuff that I have open reopens when I log in.
Restore.
Yes.
Previous pages.
Yeah.
And the Blues were one of your pages.
The Blues were one of my pages. Yeah.
Or as we say in baseball, Pages. There are two players with the name Pages.
Right.
They're pronounced Pages.
Okay.
So now you know that. I don't know. I just feel like it might have been disingenuous to talk about, we'll pay the money. Like that's how. What?
Yeah.
The Sabres are probably sick of hearing about how they don't spend the money, but they don't. And so here, this kind of was framed as, bring it on, offer sheet, because we'll match it. And, you know, that has two parts to it. One is we like the player and are willing to pay him. And the other is we're willing to spend. It's sort of both things,
right?
But neither is going to happen.
No,
and they would have known that.
I would expect that at least that they, you know, the possibility existed. I guess it's conceivable that they didn't know for sure what they were going to do, as far as that goes. But either way, if they were bracing, maybe they thought he was going to choose arbitration. When he didn't, they pivoted to decide to do it themselves. But either way, if they were counting on it, there's no need for the we'll pay the whatever on an offer sheet because he's not going to be eligible for one. So, yeah, I don't know. It's another version. It's this year's version of why we didn't spend to the cap. Is what we, you know, oh, we're saving it for Paterka and Quinn and all these RFAs. And well, you traded the best one of those. So, you know, golf clap to you for that. And no, we have this money parked over here because we want to make sure we can match an offer sheet to Byram. Well, you took a step to guarantee that wasn't going to happen either. And so what's up with the $13 million? It's going to sit there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to sit there and, you know, good job, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have they'll spend some of it on this arbitration award unless a trade arises. So he might get $6 million in arbitration, yep. Right?
I bet he does.
So that's half of it. And then Timmins is still due something. Levi is due something, whether that's on the AHL or NHL books, I don't know, but still. So they'll spend a good chunk of that money, maybe close to 8 or $10 million of it, frankly. So
I just... I think
it's not like it'll all be parked.
It's included in this, I guess, problem I'm having with what was said last week. But Adams even saying we'll match any offer sheet, why would you even say that? Why would you show your cards like that, right? I think it just comes from this never-ending pursuit to convince everybody that they'll do whatever they can, and it's guys who want to be here, all of this, don't come and try to prey on the Sabres. They're in such a defensive posture. This is how it comes out publicly, which you could be in this posture and not, if you just said it right, it would not come out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't, you know, Adams, it's really a Adams point, not a Sabres point. Like, just, why would you ever want to just basically you're trapped then. Now, we're not getting an offer sheet, which I think he probably knew was not going to happen besides. But without that, I've said this the other day, why would you have to say we'll match the offer sheet? What if a team wants to you know, test you and they like Byram this much and, you know, they've got an opening for him and we don't know. It's Buffalo. That could go either way. Like, we don't know what they're going to do. But he goes on, you know, on the air once it was played back. He goes on the air with, we're going to match it. And I don't know. I just, why would you do that? Why would you tell everybody what your cards are? It's because, I know the answer. It's because they're just constantly spinning how, you know, just can't come take our guys.
They needed 24 hours to brag about how they were going to keep their guy.
And it's been 20 years of this, if not 50, which is like, this is, we're back in the Darcy, Vanek, Briere, Drury aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how long did it take the Sabres to match on Vanek? 5 seconds? And they were so excited about that. Like, you can't come take our 7 years, $50 million. You can't come just do that.
I remember Darcy saying, I'm almost sure this was publicly. I don't think I had 3 off-the-record conversations with him the whole time he was the GM, and he was the GM a long time. I remember him saying, I was yelling at Edmonton, don't do it. We're just going to match. You're just driving up. He was mad from the league standpoint. Like, you're artificially inflating salaries by doing this. This is a player we are not prepared to let leave, and now we got to pay him $7 million. And you did it. Basically, he was scolding the Edmonton Oilers for doing it. That's how I remember Darcy about that.
I know what I would say if I were Edmonton.
Thanks.
No, just like, get out of here.
Right.
This is competition. Yeah, Darcy was hot about that. Yeah. He wasn't, like, pounding the table in Philadelphia hot, but he was hot. Or standing on the – what was he doing with D'Amico in the when the puck went through the side of the net?
Pointing aggressively at the TV, at the corner of the net where the puck went through, and D'Amico's looking at it, and Darcy's pointing at the TV in a suite or wherever they were. And, yeah.
How could you not catch that?
Right.
Isn't that your job? He had a point.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I don't know with the Sabres. I mean, come on. Why bring up the topic of the offer sheet? You know, we still have to talk about arbitration. There's still a few things that have to play out here. No, it's, if there's an offer sheet, which he probably knew there wouldn't be, we will match it, which he didn't need to say. All in the same effort to, like, you know, what's the best way to put this point I'm trying to make? We're going to spend, we are building something, all that kind of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Yeah, it was an opportunity for them and him on their behalf, the organization's behalf, to sound like money's not a factor. Like, you want to give him 7 years and $12 million a year? We're going to match it. That's ostensibly what you're saying. Not that I think anybody was waiting out there to sign him to that contract, but you're telling the world, like, we'll do whatever it takes.
You're trying to send the bigger message, the overall message to your fans, to the league, which, if you're well run, you would not want to do that, and you wouldn't be anything but forthcoming about, you know, how right. you're, what you feel about the player. I mean, not forthcoming. They're not going to criticize him.
No,
but just. Right. I don't need to tell you that, you know? How do they get in so much of these jackpots when there are so few press conferences? It's not like there's a weekly segment here.
No,
it's just, that's right. There's very few of these, and somehow.
He steps in something.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.